sir.
Good.
Excuse me. We're just going over Lake Cunningham here on Highway 101. Headed down to the west, to the west side of town, over to the VA. And it's a beautiful day out here. I don't know what the temperature is yet, but it's a honey of a day.
It's beautiful out today. And my truck is saying 57 right now, so I'm not too far off of Wade Hampton here in Taylor's.
Going through there before long. We was down there yesterday. Aldi's and Walmart are favorite stores. We dropped them off about $101, matter of fact. Go to the grocery store nowadays, you need to take out a second mortgage or something.
How about that? It's definitely more expensive than it used to be.
And Fed raised the interest rate again yesterday, so I don't know what that's going to do as far as that goes, but they're trying to slow down the economy, and they're doing a good job. Man, I can't hardly listen to Tara of a morning while I'm shaving. It's depressing.
Listen to too much news of any kind is depressing, that's for sure.
Listen to any world news anymore except Fox, the local channel, and they throw a little in there. Other than that, while I'm shaving of a morning there for about 10 minutes, I'll turn on the crazies there on 106. And some of what she says makes sense and some don't. So, c'est la vie. you don't know what to believe. That's in the news media nowadays. Well, I don't know if we've got much planned today. We've been fighting the leaves. I think I'm going to stop down at Tractor Supply and see if they got one of those leaf sweepers like my neighbor's got. You pull it behind your lawnmower and it picks up the leaves. I've mowed the front yard 3 days in a row lately. We've got a maple tree out there, and good Lord, it drops the leaves, I'll tell you.
I bet. It's like they're multiplying as they're falling.
You get done mowing and it's already starting to get covered, but we went out and packaged up some leaves in these big, I don't know what they are. Leaf bags. I forget how many gallons is what I was trying to think of. But we got probably 6 or 8 of those the other day, full, and they're like a 55-gallon drum. And Bernice wants to smudge them up with the wood chipper and use them for mulch on the garden. I don't think once you break those down there'll be much there, but she's the farmer and I'm not.
Quite a bit of compost left there, and it'll be good for the garden. Especially you rototiller that in here and let it start doing its thing.
One of those little rotor tillers. And has fun with it. We're not able to run a full-size rotor tiller, or I would. But my neighbor would come over and do it. He offered to come over and blow the leaves out of my gutter, but, in the old days, it wouldn't bother me. My roof back home was 412, or whatever they call it, real steep. This one's not. But it still frightens me up there because my balance isn't good because my left foot is fused, you know, and it don't bend and it don't like angles. But I'll get her done. I take a leaf blower and go up there once a year and give all the neighbors a thrill.
Well, if you're coming toward Taylor's on Wade Hampton, be careful. There's a car on its side down here in front of the post office box.
Oh, boy, that's not good at all. Well, I saw one down there the other day on TV. Where was that by, Bernice? It was on Wade Hampton. It looked like that car was almost cut in half. and hit a pedestrian at the same time. Now, you know what? You ain't supposed to be going that fast on Wade Hampton. This is N0TR.
I don't know how that car slid all the way across three lanes of traffic, hit the curb, and ended up on its side at 45 mile an hour.
I've seen them run 60 down through there if there's not a lot of traffic, which it don't hurt anything if there isn't a lot of traffic. It's not the most advisable thing in the world. No, I don't get it at times down here, but guys, a pedestrian or a motorcyclist, that's just signing a death warrant just about around here, or a bicyclist.
I mean, all these guys on these mopeds, no thank you. But you and Miss Bernice have a good day and be safe out there, and be careful on your trip. I'm arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to have to go in here and take care of these guys. 73KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Okay, Patrick, good luck on your sales today, and it's nice talking to you this morning. And my neighbor just bought a new 1200cc BMW, and I went over and kind of revved it up a little bit. Wow. Now, that's a motorcycle, let me tell you. More like a rocket. See you later. KO4HKX, N0TR, clear.
DJC.
Good morning, Jerry. N0TR.
Getting along today.
More than I deserve. Still not pushing up daisies from the roof side. I'm going to go into the Pleasantburg Drive, kind of a bad spot there, Jerry, in a minute. So I may get a little scratchy. It's not too far up ahead of me, and then we'll get across it, and I'll be just fine. It takes about a minute or two. How's your day going?
Or had to go to the dermatologist yesterday and get the nitrogen treatment, you know, the worst year deal. But I got about 4 or 5 spots around my face and stuff, but nothing major, just normal stuff to keep me clear and everything else looked good. So other than that, I'm doing fine. May I tell you one thing today, though, and Lynn had to go back over there again this morning for her, because her hair done by one of my daughter's college friends, and does a good job on it, but she despises going down Augusta Road that way to. But what have you been up to this morning? You've already been out and about?
Yeah, I talked to Patrick a little bit ago, and we're headed down to the VA on the west side of town, and like Pleasantburg Drive's inside up here. Are you still copying me okay?
Got a little bit of flutter, but not much at all, but it sounds fine to me.
In the shadow, I'm having a hard time copying you, but I'll be out of it here in about 1 or 2 minutes, coming up on Pleasantburg Drive, if this guy don't run over me. But at any rate, Jerry, well, I don't know. I'd probably just gather enough leaves today. That's what we did yesterday. About as exciting as watching the grass grow. Got to go out and take care of the chickens when we get back. Half of them are molting, and so they're not laying, and half of them are. But we got one chicken out there, dear. You find this hard to believe. But one of them black ostrilops, and she lays an egg that you cannot close the egg carton on every time.
Pictures you sent of it, but I'm not that familiar with that breed at all. But I've seen some of those eggs like that. They're just, you know, about a quarter to a third of size bigger than other ones, but always amazes me. Chickens are odd birds anyway. They're odd. The guy across the street, guy next door to him, he's got some. The guy across the street's got some. And he had his rummaging around in the garden yesterday. I don't know whether they didn't attempt to fly out. I guess he must have clip the flight feathers to keep them from flying, but they stayed out there in his garden and scratched and pegged around in there. He had a rooster there for a while, but I think he said something got his rooster time, but I think somebody might have got it.
It's in 0TR. I don't want any roosters. I had some, and they went to Glock Heaven. The last ones we took back up to that old boy up at Flat Rock, and he gave us two hens for the two roosters. So I didn't have to do away with the other ones. They kept disturbing the peace at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I wasn't going to put up with that. Oh, shoot, Joe. Well, I got to, every time I get started and get ready to go outside or something happens, and I got a mold that's for a projectile for the antenna shooter. And I've got everything now ready to go, and got everything set down on the table, but I didn't get at it yesterday, so hopefully I'll get at it today, but I had to go do this today, and I didn't realize that until yesterday evening, and try to get some of my medication straightened out, and then get back, and I'd like to try that casting, and then Chad's going to make it right for me. If the OD or something in right, he'll turn it down a little bit. And he's kind of got me excited. And then after that, I may cast something for the son-in-law's 357 to give him for Christmas when they come down at Christmas time. And I just haven't gotten gear in quite a few years. I just buy what I need instead of making it, and it'll be fun to try to make it.
To cast myself years ago, I had a little melting pot and did the 16-to-1 stuff and that sort of thing. I mostly cast full white, you know, regular white. That way they weren't the hollow base type. They're just full white cutters for 38s, and also cast some for from a 357 too, who's key type bullets, but I just didn't shoot that many of them. What I've done now, I buy mine. I hadn't done any loading in years, but there's a company that makes they load a really nice cartridge. They use either hard cast or either use what I shoot out of my 38s is a. It's about an 8 on the Brentel scale, and it's a hollow point, but it's got a gas check. It's real clean. A bullet to shoot doesn't gum up anything, of course, with a gas check. And they load those things. The normal load, the standard velocity load is 850, and that's 100. I think it may not be 158 grain, maybe a 150. It looks like a key type bullet, but they're plus feed load. It'll break 1,000 feet per second out of a 2-inch sheaf special. And I had a box of 20 of those things, and after 5 of those, I just put them back up.
8 Brunel, that's soft. I don't even own a 357, but the ones I cast for it, I give the son-in-law that pistol years ago. And he liked that particular load, and it's a 215 grain semi wad cutter gas check bullet. And Jerry, I'd in order to get them hardened, I would cast them and then drop them into a 5-gallon bucket, and at the bottom of the bucket was a gunny sack, down in the water, so it wouldn't ding them or that when they hit the bottom. And they come out 18 Brunel. And boy, that was hard.
There. And yeah, for a long time they had trouble with some of these Rugers, especially the 45s, I think, the 45 Colt that they built early on with the throat diameters were too small, and it squeezed the bullet, and it rattled down the barrel. I think they fixed them for the most part now, but the people used to have a, Sue Gunsmith made a good business out of reaming those throats into cylinders to match the bore. Man, 17 bundle, that thing, I mean, that, man, I tell you one thing, you got to be driving that thing pretty fast, 15-gauge rifling at all, I guess.
We're downtown in Greenville here now. A little bit scratchy, Jerry, but I got all that. Yeah, they were good. Howl shot a deer with it and got it. And within 50 yards, it's fine. But you just can't buy them. It was a Lyman mole, and they don't even make it anymore. So I would have tried that, and I got to get back in my head, you know, my lead, tin, antimony mixtures and look those up. And I imagine that Sizer lubricator, that the lube in it is so dang old, it's probably getting mossy or moldy, kind of like me.
Guess anything since the 70s, I don't guess the time. One of the guys, one of my friends that I shot with, he and I were going to Clemson together at the time before I moved back to Georgia. He was a state patrolman, I think. He might have retired not long ago. He and I are about the same age, I guess. I'm sure he retired a few years back. But he was a real avid bullseye shooter. And he had a Seiko, I think it was a Seiko, it might have been a Lyman Sizer Luber, but I'm not sure which one it was now, but it's one of those, you know, fairly common to find them back in those days. I used an old Lyman All-American press, which is actually a turret press. It looked kind of like one of those Hollywood loaders. It just had a turret on top, and but you actually rotated the, it had a 2.5-inch diameter post in the middle of it. And it didn't look like a normal loader at all. It looked like these PWs they make now, and some of the others, some of the Stars and stuff like that. But it looked more like the old Hollywood press. But that was a really good press for pistol cartridges. But it wasn't long enough to load anything other than that. But I loaded thousands of rounds on that thing. And I was talking to a guy not long ago, and he said he was still using it. He had to get in there and he was a machinist. He had to get in there and tighten stuff up from time to time. But I think I paid about $100, a little bit over $100 of mine back in 72 or something. And he was still using his, and he said it works just as good as it ever did.
I had one, Jerry. I know what you're talking about. I started out with an old Lyman single stage press, and those things were heck meant for stout, I'll tell you. And that turret press was all right. But I've evolved a little since then. Whoa, we're passing that courthouse down here that they're building. Well, that is some sight to see, I'll tell you. Beautiful. But, Lyman's always made good stuff. And my Sizer Luber is a Lyman. And then I made a heater for it because I use that Rooster Red, and it's pretty hard. And the place to order your bullets, I'm assuming they're still in business, got some not too many years ago, was MissouriBullet.com. And they're real good, and they're real hard cast. And the only other place I ever found any good hard cast was at a gun show or something, and I haven't been to one of them in years. I did try to sight in, I had my .22 sighted in at 100 and for plinking, and I moved it back to 50. And those dang reticles on the older, cheaper scopes, supposedly you go up and down, it goes up and down, but it don't. It goes up and down all right, but it'll usually move the point of impact left to right also, and so you got to get that back in. But I think I finally got it right. But I had a little fun with that yesterday, and hadn't even had the old .22 out in ages. Oh, shoot, Jerry. In the good old days. But at any rate, I need to get out there today and clean the leaves off. By the way, Patrick told me about a wreck down there in front of the post office in Taylor's. And he was right. There was a car clear up on its side, and he said it went across three lanes of traffic and wound up on its side over there. And that's a six-lane road down there. Makes you wonder how they managed that. This is NZLTR.
Crazy folks out there, no doubt about it. I despise driving in Greenville traffic. I hate my wife driving it too, but you're talking about those cast bullets. You ought to look up, check out Rimrock bullets. They do cast bullets, and they're really high quality from all I understand. That's the same bullet that Buffalo Bore uses for their high performance loads. They make a good hard cast, and they also make like an 8 or 9 Brenner 2 for cowboy action shooting. Where they shoot them to slower velocities. But they make some pretty nice bullets on what I've seen. I don't know if they got any Keith designs or not. It's been so long since I've seen any, but I know I bought 500 some years back, and a friend of mine was loading, he and I were shooting the same caliber. So he loaded, I got the components, he loaded it up for me. Those things were really nice, but I was shooting about a 125 maybe, and it was like in a semi-wide cutter, but it's just the base of it was short by like a 1 canyon lure or something like that, but it was a good shooter out of 38 velocities. But who knows, I don't know how expensive they are now. The lead's gone up probably astronomically like everything else does, or has, I should say. But I was shooting them at 22s now anyway, so my son didn't have a 22, just got the 357, and he got a 1946 K-22, and he's been shooting it. He picked it up. It's kind of rough looking on the outside, but that thing is still real smooth. It's just a craftsmanship from the 40s. It's just hard to beat it.
Bullets were always excellent, and anything Seiko was excellent, even their aluminum molds, and I'm not too high on aluminum molds, but Seiko made a good one. But that's a fun hobby. The metallurgy is what was so interesting to me. You had to get things just right. And Chad was even telling me about getting some copper sulfate and a piece of copper tubing in that and coating some of those bullets like they do with those Perry's bullets, the thin skin ones. And he mentioned copper sulfate. I used to throw that in the fireplace. We called it blue vitriol. And make the prettiest colors, and clean your fireplace chimney out. Jerry, I'm getting in traffic, and I'm down by the big Greenville Hospital here now, so I'll let you go. Always a pleasure. You have a great day. 73, Jerry. N4DJC and 0TR, clear with your final.
Jim Bernice, have a good day, and talk to you later. Be careful out there. N0TR and 4DJC.
Wacko Yankee testing.
You're good down here at the VA Center on the west side of Greenville, but I'm just getting out to go in. I'd give you a 5.6 or 5.79.
Yeah, very good. I just replaced a piece of coax for something a little longer and more comfortable, and I just took it back up to 50 watts to make sure that it was okay, and thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. And you say hi to Bernice and have a great day. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Yeah, you're so quieting then, Gary. Good to hear you, my friend. 73 W4EY and 0TR clear. QRT.